This is Jason Nemro. You are listening to Cohen Meanderer. And, oh, strange. I don't know what kind of a day I'm going to be having today. I am doing something that was triggered 6 days ago. 6 days ago, I was on my normal trip in, and I got what was practically, from my standpoint, a revelation. Inspiration tends to be kind of a small little thing, and I don't mean to discount guidance from God as being small or little, but revelation is bigger. You know, we have revelations in the book, The Doctrine and Covenants, which is one of the scriptures of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. And these are big things where an entire corpus is laid out before you, and you're there getting it down and trying to make sure that it gets caught in all of its aspects, which would have to be on Wednesday morning. Not revelation as in scripture for all the world, but something specific to me and what I was doing and what I needed to do. And so I did it, and I'm still meeting the fallout of it, trying to be true to it. This has happened to me a couple of times. When I wrote the email that was a prelude to my leaving my chief information officer position, which a lot of people saw as a betrayal of something. So anyway, I'm not sure today if I'm just going to show up at work and then immediately say, okay, it's time for me now to out process. Since I need to just be out. And not with some high and grand thing, but just to say, I don't find it very honest to keep taking money from this situation. So I'm going to leave and find another way to make money for my family. I'm going way too fast here. Anyway, so I need to protect my poor vehicle too, not to overtax it too much. Anyway, so yeah, these are mornings when I try, and my primary target is to get to Sam's Club around about the time it opens at 6 a.m. to get fueled up. Now, sometimes if I'm a little early, I'll go on. It may cost a cent or two more, and whatever. Anyway, let's not go into much of the mechanics of what's going on. It was really interesting because I've been struggling with this, saying, is this, because to be honest, I don't think it makes me look very good. And the talk we had this week, I think, was from Elder Renlund, the general conference talk that we study in Relief Society of Priesthood. Elder Renlund talked about all the preparations made, the translations done of the dedicatory prayer of the temple in, I think it's in Bangkok, Thailand, and how it was all done. But at the last moment, there was things that needed to be added that the Lord told him through inspiration to add to the to the prayer, although it was like, wait a minute, I should just dismiss this because it's already done. It's already gone to the translators, to the various languages it needs to be translated into. These big international temples. Regardless. But he said, this is the Lord's work. Do it the Lord's way, however the Lord does it. And we don't sit there and second guess the Lord's way of doing it. And it made me feel good enough that I wasn't struggling so much of a Saturday night, sleepless, saying, golly, what am I doing? What's going on? And I woke up this morning knowing that this was going to be kind of the reckoning, the decision that was going to be made. And I've already pretty much said that if things don't go the proper way, that there's no sense of me being there. I'm just going to bow out because I want to remain true to the inspiration that I got. And I don't really explain it to those people in that fashion. I'm not going to cast my pearls before, and I don't want to call them swine, but people who won't respect it particularly already been kind of not respected. And, I went through my little phase where I felt some umbrage because people were being disrespectful of me and my experience and knowledge, being disrespectful of the vendor who created the solution and everything underneath it to help manage it, that this change is gonna provide an additional management load to. I don't know exactly why, but I'm gonna continue on the course I'm on. And then I woke up this morning and, I was starting, because it's time to start thinking about what I'm going to do. This is my work day. And I was in the shower and I was thinking again about, it brought to mind Nephi and Lisa's grandfather was introduced to the Book of Mormon by his son who had become a Latter-day Saint. And the grandfather started reading it, and he didn't get very far before he just put it down and said, "Nope, I'm not doing that." And his reasoning for it, as far as I know, this is a story that Lisa tells, not that I say it's, I trust her rendition of it, that once he got to the place where Nephi killed Laban and then kind of surreptitiously acquired the plates and kind of grabbed Zoram at the same time, that this was something that her grandfather couldn't deal with. He says, no, it says in the Ten Commandments, thou shalt not kill. Therefore, that's the word. And so he didn't do that. And I have to say, I don't know if my way of looking at it is elegant or more nuanced or whatever. I too want to be obedient to the Ten Commandments, but I want to be obedient to God first. And so I'm proceeding as if what got downloaded to me on Wednesday was inspiration going towards kind of a larger revelation about what needed to happen in this situation. Um, Is it? Am I going to look good? No. Well, I don't look good particularly now. But if I say, okay, it's time for me to leave, that's not going to look good either. It's not going to make any of the people who have been my work allies and friends and champions, they won't be, I don't think they'll be very happy. But it's what I've decided to do. And I have to proceed with what light knowledge I have. And I pray, you know, sometimes I do prayers in the midst of these recordings. So I don't know if that's appropriate or not. Except to say that I pray that Heavenly Father will send the Holy Ghost to stop me if I shouldn't proceed as it almost sounds like a threat that I'm going to leave. This is going to put more of a challenge to the completion of a project. You know, apparently it needs to be done a certain way, and that was how it was given to me. And I don't need, and I'm not going to be involved in it if it's not going to be done that way. Plenty of other people who are perfectly willing to do it for the amount of money proffered. Regardless, I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to go ahead and do what I said I was going to do. I feel like I've and everybody says, if you, Lisa especially, who hates it when I do things like this, which I haven't done very often. But I'm going to put my faith in God that this is what I have been led to do. Not knowing ahead of time I was going to do this. If it sounds like Nephi, this is where I say, okay, I've got a little bit of a precedent to go by. Thank goodness nobody's asking me to kill anybody. I don't know if I'm quite there yet. Nephi is one heck of a leader when it comes to doing the will of the Lord. Don't know if I'm quite there yet. But I'm trying to get there. I want Lisa to have her exaltation, which involves me. So, yeah, am I excited about the possibilities coming up? Not really. I don't know which way it's going to go particularly. I hope it goes one way. But if it doesn't, I'm going to go ahead and check out and say, okay, I don't need to be involved in this. I don't need to spend any more money allocated for this. Need to get somebody else. But I don't know what else to say about this. So we'll find out what today brings. I had kind of a small impression today that I really needed to wait on getting the motel room in Amarillo, that I might not be using it. You know, after I go for a session at the temple, I've been getting, because it's just such a long road back home, and I have to get up so early if I come back to Tucumcari to go back to work in Amarillo. I just get a room in Amarillo to cover that, to make it so that I can get some more sleep. A thought had entered my mind before I went to go get this set up, that I should probably wait until I got some kind of indication of what I was going to be doing this week as part of this job. There's that. So we'll see. For all I know, I spent, it wasn't very much money. It wasn't quite $50. But it's $50 I could have used someplace else, certainly. Later on, I'm going to, you know, if I get the job in Valencia, which I have done the initial interview for, we'll see how that goes. I might be totally the wrong person. It's not so much, I'll be teaching a couple of classes ultimately, but at the end of the day, it's really more of an administrative job, which is fine. You know, I've got administrative chops, and they probably like that on a certain level. But regardless, I'm grateful for Lisa's continued support. I don't know if she agrees with it, but she supports it. And even at one of the things that scares her the most is when I'm not bringing in income. This is something that very much she can't live with very readily. So I've always been an employee, and any of my forays into trying to be self-employed, to start my own business or whatever, has been not very good. And it's hard on her. You know, her stress and anxiety level won't tolerate much beyond that. And we're together. That's simply it. We work together. We're married. We're joined. We cleave to each other. And that means whatever has to be born by being around the other person, is born. And you do it. You know? Anyway, so we'll see what comes of all this. I was saying, well, gee whiz, maybe I should just go to the hotel anyway, at least make use of the stupid thing. And it's like, no, that's dumb. You know, we'd have to take two separate cars, and that's silly. Lisa wants to come back to her own bed, a bed which is very comfortable and to which we spent $3,000 acquiring. It's one of those purple mattresses. It's been wonderful. I don't know how long lasting the thing will end up being, but for now, it's doing the job that we need it to do. But anyway, so I am grateful, very grateful for everything that I have, everything I've been given, and that, not very happy with the circumstance. I would much rather it be a simpler matter, which is what I prefer and am accustomed to, but it's not proving to be that way. And, we'll just see what decision has been made. And given that decision, then I'll act upon it. Okay. So anyway, so we need to bring this recording to a halt. I don't know exactly what I'm going to be calling this. I don't know if it's acting on inspiration. That's probably the best title for it. Anyway, let me leave you with the priestly blessing. And it's as much for me as for anybody else, especially in these circumstances. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord cause his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift his countenance toward you and bring you peace.